on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Pearl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoots.
Oh! My God! Badgers upset top right North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score! Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in, picked up, Badgers score! Mark Sangerly! Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten Championship!
All the legends.
Leaf deep, breakaway, Caulfield in for the win! He shoots it, scores! Give him the homie now!
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate.
It's everything.
Keep it going, baby!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening from Ron Mason Rink inside Munn Arena in East Lansing, Michigan. It's time for Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the top-ranked Badgers battle the 11th-ranked Michigan State Spartans, first place and second place in the Big Ten. Our producer tonight, Ty Kiesling, at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. From UW Athletic Brand Communications, Paul Capobianco alongside tonight. I'm Brian Posick. Well, the top-ranked Badgers are 9-1 under first-year head coach Mike Hastings and 4-0 atop the Big Ten after a most recent sweep of fourth-ranked Michigan, 5-4 and 2-1 at the Kohl Center a couple of weeks back. The Badgers have won six games in a row for the first time since December of 2013. And tonight face an upstart Michigan State squad that's playing very well under second-year coach Adam Nightingale. The Spartans are 8-3-1 overall, 3-0-1 in league play, had a shootout loss and a 5-3 win against Penn State here last weekend after sweeping Ohio State in Columbus to start Big Ten play. But Paul, I know Badger fans are fired up about this program, which is ranked number one in the country for a first time in a long, long time.
Yeah, it's when you start to look back and see how long it's been, it's impressive that it's been that long and also scary that it's been that long. But right now it's a lot of fun. It's been just kind of a fairy tale first 10 games, the way the games have gone, who the Badgers have beaten, where they've beaten them. It's just been a remarkable run. A sweep at Minnesota got things really going. And then the last time Badgers played at the Kohl Center against Michigan, a couple of incredible crowds at the Kohl Center, a lot of energy and a great show with a couple of one 6.5 seconds left and the other one a few minutes left. And the Badgers, It's unbelievable how fast the rise has gone in the polls. Took about 3-4 weeks to get from unranked to number one. But Badger's resume is as good as anybody's with their wins, their sweeps against Minnesota and Michigan. Going to Michigan State, who's a ranked team or was a ranked team and has a pretty highly thought of roster. And it's been fun to watch. It's not been a fluke. Badgers have been really good most of the time. And when they haven't, they found a way to win, and their goaltending's been good, and it's just been a solid effort all around.
Yeah, Badgers have five come-from-behind wins so far this season. Their one loss so far among a handful of teams in Division I college hockey have that many. No undefeated teams left. Meanwhile, Michigan State averaging 4.5 goals per game, third best in the country. Badgers were able to shut down the high-flying Gophers and the high-flying Wolverines. Can they do that to the Spartans on their home ice tonight? We'll hear from head coach Mike Hastings when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
With friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We're at Munn Arena in East Lansing tonight. The Wisconsin Badgers open a weekend series against the Michigan State Spartans, number one against number 11, the top two teams in the Big Ten. And
off the held ball, 18 on the shot clock.
Right there, that is a quick turnaround jump shot if you're going to make it. It's too hard with guys that are really active down in the low post.
Hepburn, baseline left, inbounds, loops it into Wall, left of the circle. Darts to A.J. Store, top of the circle, feeding Hepburn, left of the wheel. Chucky straddles a three-point line, puts it on the deck, shuffles right elbow, fades, flips, hits. First points for Hepburn, 10-3 Wisconsin. 3:20 gone by.
Great hesitation move by Chucky on that screen. Kind of his changeup move.
With the ball is Justice Williams outside left, working off screens from Last and Hastings. Works to the right side, feeds Fulgieris, returns to Williams at the top. Now to Fulgieris, tries a three right corner, and he splashed it. 20-year-old freshman, 6'9 out of Spain, and it's 10-6 Wisconsin.
That was a breakdown right there by A.J. Store. He was in the wrong position and left his teammates wide open.
Blackwell and Winter will check in. Next opportunity with the ball is Tyler Wall. Left side, throws to Hepburn, top of the circle. Works off the crowd screen. Darts a pass to Wall to the line. Right lane line to the rim. Layup good for Tyler Wall, and he has six and is two away from the milestone. 12-6 Wisconsin, a little more than 4 minutes in. Justice Williams feeds Last, left wing, hands off to Wainwright. Right-hand flip for Fulgieris, right of the circle, gives off to Williams. Justice Williams flips to Wainwright. He'll snap off a three, left of the circle. Good and one. Klesmet got him. Four-point opportunity coming up, coming out of the media timeout.
I think he was a little sleepy on that defensive position.
All right, timeout of the floor. Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 15:41 left of the first half. Wisconsin 12, Robert Morris 9. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Menards 11% sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Renovate your kitchen with new cabinets from Cardell. Ready to install and featuring a modern look. Cardell cabinets give your kitchen a new feel. All Cardell designer and cornerstone cabinets are on sale. Plus 11% off. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask Noah Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
21 left in the first half. T.J. Wainwright hit a three, got fouled by Max Klesman, so a four-point opportunity here for the left-handed 6'3 sophomore guard out of Los Angeles. Free throw is on the way, and it is good, and the lead is down to two for the Badgers. And now Alfredo Boglio will come in for Robert Morris, 6'3 freshman from Italy. He's in for Wainwright. John Blackwell, Nolan Winter, Connor Esigen on the floor for Wisconsin. Wall and Hepburn rounding out the five. So Chris Ford, 6'5 junior out of Charlotte, in there for Robert Morris. And a whistle off the ball. Connor Esigen goes to the floor, takes an early spill. And they get Alfredo Boglio coming right into the game, commits a foul in mere seconds. Getting involved.
Can't say he wasn't aggressive.
That's right. Blackwell inbounds to Hepburn. Gets a screen from Wall. Chucky works to the left against Chris Ford. A pass for Nolan Winter up top. Marquise Hastings is checking the Badgers' big freshman. He will give it up to Blackwell. He's with Jackson Last. Blackwell drives the lane, kicks the Wall in the paint. Up, and it was stripped away. Boglio had it knocked away from behind by Wall, but a little contact as well. Tyler picked up the foul. That's his first. Team foul number two against Wisconsin. Robert Morris with five early on. 15-19 left in the half. 12-10 Wisconsin. Boglio up the floor. He started a couple of games this season. Through the first three. Last gives off to Ford outside left. Ford is matched up with Nolan Winter. Now Williams versus Hepburn on the left wing. Feeds Hastings. Gives off to Boglio. Being chased by Esigen. A pass threads through the defense into Hastings. Low on the right. Pushed it up and in. And this game is tied at 12. A little more than 5 minutes gone by. Strong move by Marquise Hastings. Hepburn throwing to Nolan Winter as Wall gets sent to the floor hard. Gets back up. Tyler with the ball on the right wing. Wall against Ford. Tyler put it on the deck. He got fouled by Ford. That's already team foul number six and the first on Chris Ford.
That could be an issue for Robert Morris as we get into this game. They're not that deep.
They're sending Stephon Walker in there for Hastings. Walker has two early fouls. Wainwright checks back in for Justice Williams. Tyler Wall comes out. Carter Gilmore is in for the Badgers. 14-42 left in the half, tied at 12. John Blackwell will inbound, front court sideline right. Blackwell flips it into Hepburn between the circles. He's with Wainwright now. Chucky, now Ford gets him on the switch. Chucky in the lane, pivots, shoots it from 13, too long, no good. Boglio, the long rebound for Robert Morris. Boglio to the front court, left side, puts it on the deck in the lane, kicks it to last, feeds Wainwright, gives off to Walker, left of the circle. Hands off to Boglio, pull-up foul line jumper. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Walker. Knocked away, Gilmore. Out of bounds, and Robert Morris will keep it with 18 to shoot.
Well, last two breakdowns on defense, there's no hedge to that ball. And what does that do? That lets the guard come through. And they're not really good from outside, so they're trying to get to the rim. It's just letting them get right to the middle of it, and they're breaking us down.
Crowell in for Winter. Inbounds pass to Ford. Feeds Boglio top of the circle. The Siegen is on him. Inside feed. Last catches. Turns up right hand. Good over Blackwell. And Robert Morris leads 14-12 about 6 minutes in. Hepburn brings it up for Wisconsin. He'll throw to a Siegen between the rings. Angles a pass caught by Crowell. Left side on the wing against Stephon Walker. Now a Siegen again. Rotates to Gilmore. Right wing. Bounce pass Crowell. Crowell against Walker. Single coverage. Backing is Stevie. Right block. Shakes. Turns up left hand. No, but he got fouled by Walker. And that's his third. And going to the free throw line will be Stephen Crowell for two shots.
That is really big for Wisconsin, especially down low. So I hope they let Crowell get down there and just eat some more.
A calculated risk from Andrew Toole, who has been in the early returns this season. He doesn't hesitate playing someone with a couple of fouls in the first half. Walker just picked up his third. Crowell with the first free throw is good. A.J. Storr will come in for Blackwell. Kamari McGee will sub in for Chucky Hepburn. So you got McGee, Asijan, and Storr along with Gilmore and Crowell. Fulgaris checks back in for Robert Morris. Crowell hit the first free throw. Second is on the way, and he left it short. Fulgaris the rebound. And the lead is one for the Colonials, 14-13. The ball is Boglio out between the arcs. He'll throw to Ford left of the circle. Gives off to Jackson Last. Jump stop in the lane. Pivots. Storr trying to hold his turf, and he does. Now Fulgaris, right side, long two, or maybe a three. Missed it, but a foul. Going for the rebound. This will be against Wisconsin and Carter Gilmore, I believe, specifically.
Well, Wisconsin got what they wanted. They wanted the long-distance shot by a freshman, and they got it. But everybody has to crash the glass.
Marquise Hastings back in for Chris Ford. 13:27 left in the half. 14-13 Robert Morris. Colonials inbounding baseline left into Boglio. Curls off the left wing. Inside feed. Hastings wide open. The pass buzzed by him. He wanted it up in the air a little bit more, and it just buzzed right by his ear and out of bounds.
Yeah, you don't need to throw a bullet to a guy who's that athletic. You just put it up in the air, and he'll go get it. But Wisconsin last three possessions are breaking down on that pick-and-roll action. They have to clean that up.
There's Crowell, top of the circle. Bounces to a posting A.J. Storr. Moving in on last. Lost the handle. Out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin.
Something I've noticed this year for anybody that's in the post, especially the bigs, they're going right to a dribble. Address, look at where the defense is, and sometimes it's just a turnaround jump shot.
Mm-hmm. Slow down a little bit. Maybe here's Boglio, left of the lane, yes. Runs it up, missed it. Crowell the rebound. 13 minutes left in the half, 14-13, Robert Morris. Kamari McGee up the floor, throwing to Storr on the right side. Storr against Last, off the wing, in the lane, up and in with a left hand. A.J. on the attack of the Badgers lead, 15-14. 12:45 left of the first half. Boglio trying to hand off to Wainwright on the dribble handoff. Offensive foul. And that goes against Boglio, and that's going to be his second.
Yeah, it's that call that we talked about at Providence. You got to be set when you hand that ball off, and he just hip-checked him as he came across.
Badgers back on offense, up one. 12:40 left in the first half. McGee leaves it for his Siegen, right of the circle. Connors trying to slip a pass into Crowell, and he got fouled yet. Hastings and Fulgaris both there, and it'll be assessed to Marquise Hastings. That'll be his first. The Badgers on team foul number nine now, looking at a 1-1. They could be shooting a ton of free throws in this first half.
And again, as well as they're not shooting, hopefully they can take this opportunity and really add some points and start to separate themselves.
Crowell 1 out of 2 at the line. Front end of the 1-1. No good. Too long. Trying to tip was Gilmore. Couldn't get it to drop, and Wainwright comes down with it. 15-14 Wisconsin. 12.5 minutes left in the first half. Wainwright up top, throwing to Fulgaris, left of the circle. He'll give off to Justice Williams. Now with the ball is Hastings to the right side. Throwing to Williams, high on the left. Gets a Hastings illegal screen, picking off McGee. And Marquise Hastings has picked up his second foul. Team control, non-shooting. Already 10 fouls against the Colonials. Klesman back in. Likewise, Tyler Wall, as Asijan and Gilmore will sit down.
It's that same issue. They're emphasizing that this year. You have to be set when you're making that screen, and then you can roll.
All right, Badgers bring it back up the floor, leading 15-14, 12-12 left of the first half. Crow lobbing to Storr. He'll catch low in the left and finish. Good decision by Storr. They weren't quite matched up on what was, they were hoping maybe a lob dunk. Grabbed it, came down, came back up and finished. Trey James in there for Robert Morris. Now Wayne right of the lane. Goes up, missed it. Rebound to Klesman. Lead feed Tyler Wall. Wall just plowed in a collision with Fulgieris, who did not get set. So it is a block to Alvaro Fulgieris as we hit the under 12 media timeouts. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Badger basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 11:50 left of the first half. Wisconsin 17, Robert Morris 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day Sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 11:50 left of the first half. Badgers lead Robert Morris 17-14, and Tyler Wall will be at the free throw line.
Something in the break we were talking about, points in the paint. They're already at 12 points in the paint out of their 17. We knew with the smaller lineup that was going to be a focus, and I'm really glad that's where the emphasis is.
Tyler Wall with 6 early points. He has 998 in his career. And he will shoot 2 free throws. He is 2 of 4 here in this first half. First attempt on the way, straight through. 9.99 for Tyler Wall. One more coming, takes his rhythm dribbles, free throw on the way, and that's 1,000 for Tyler Wall, the 48th Badger to reach that milestone.
That's special.
That really is. That, think of the years, year number what, 126 of Wisconsin basketball, and he is one of 48, so congratulations to Tyler Wall. 19-14, Wisconsin. 11:35 left of the first half. Here's a three in the air, left of the circle. Good from Justice Williams. And the Badgers lead down to 2. 19-17, Wisconsin. Wall against Fulgieris at the top. Feeds Klesman high on the left. He's with Wainwright. Max gives off to Hepburn, off the Crow screen. Chucky puts it on the deck, stops right elbow, slips it into Crow. Inside, up and in over Trey James.
Great job by Crow to get right to the center of the head of that basket and go right up with it without hesitation.
21-17 Wisconsin. Here's Williams off the screen, throwing to Fulgieris. Blows off the left wing in the lane. High pass pulled down by Wayne right on the right side. It's a hard screen from James. Baseline right, 15-footer is good from T.J. Williams.
Crowell has got to hedge on that and probably also call that out. He got smoked.
He really did. Trey James got some meat on his bones, too. 6'9", 235. Here's Storr low on the left. Left shoulder turn. Flipped it in with the right hand. Storr with six. The lead back to four for Wisconsin.
If they're not going to double him down there, that's a really smart move to go right away.
23-19 Wisconsin. 10-24 left of the first half. Williams off the screen. Feeds Wainwright. Tries a three and hits it from the left wing. T.J. Wainwright. His second three, he has 9 points here in the half.
Now you're aware that he can shoot. Push him off the three-point line. That's got to be the focus.
23-22 Wisconsin, halfway through this first half of play. A whistle off the ball. It's going to be an offensive foul. He didn't get Crowell trying to wedge out a little space, wrapping that arm around Trey James.
And there's no need. You're 7-1. You're probably outweighing by 20, 30 pounds. Go right to his chest, turn, and move. You do not need to use your arms right there.
Crowell will come out. Nolan Winter is in. So you got Winter, Wall, Storr, Hepburn, and Klesman out there. Justice Williams will bring it up for Robert Morris. Throwing to James, feeds Fulgieris on the left wing. A hand off to Wainwright, turning the corner, top of the key, feeds Jackson Last back in there, tries the three right side, missed it. Rebound, boy, Wall looked like he got tied up. Fulgieris came down with it, feeds Wainwright down the lane. Wild reverse layup attempt, no good. Rebound cleared by Nolan Winter.
Great job, Winter, jumping straight up and down to be able to affect that shot.
There's Tyler Wall trying to dribble through some traffic, and he gets fouled in the process. And he'll go to the line for two shots. That goes against Alvaro Fulgieris, and that's going to be his third. Talk about racking up the fouls. There's still 9.5 minutes left in the first half. The Badgers are 7 of 11 at the foul line with two more attempts coming up for Tyler Wall.
Did they bring enough guys?
Good question. They might have to dig really deep into that bench. First free throw, good for Wall. Marquise Hastings, Alfredo Boglio will come back in. James and Fulgieris will come out. 24-22 Wisconsin, 9:34 left in the first half. The Colonials have been whistled 12 times in 10.5 minutes. Second free throw coming up for Wall. Eyes the rim. He'll send it. He'll miss it. Left it short. Winter, the rebound back up and in and out. No good. Rebound batted around. Winter digging for it, but Wainwright comes up with it. Well, good hustle from Nolan. Just not quite rewarded. 24-22 Wisconsin. 9:20 left in the first half. The Colonials are 5 of 9 from the three-point line. They're feeling it from distance. Williams with the basketball retreats above the three-point line. He'll feed Wainwright on the left side. Hands off. And another dribble handoff offensive foul. It was Wainwright to Boglio, and Wainwright called for the foul.
Their coach is screaming, just stay. Stay. They're not stopping, and that you're going to get that call every single time if you're not going to pause.
Wisconsin up 24-22. 9 minutes left in the first half. Wall throwing to Hepburn. Chucky baseline left. Moving in on Justice Williams. And a foul coming up.
Offensive foul.
Offensive foul on Chucky Hepburn. That'll be his first.
He tried to clear him as he came to. And again, same thing. He doesn't need to. Just keep your elbow on that ball and go right to him.
Amari McGee will come in for Hepburn. 8:58 left in the half. 24-22 Wisconsin. Justice Williams to the front court against McGee, throwing to Hastings, top of the circle. Angles left on a couple of dribbles, hands off to Boglio, drives the lane, kicks it out, right corner three in the air, is off the rim, no good, and the rebound comes down a Wall as Williams had a good look, couldn't finish, and here comes Tyler up the middle of the front court. These are for A.J. Storr against Jackson Last, hooks a pass to Winter, turns the left side to Kamari McGee, pops at the Wall, top of the arc. Tyler with a hand off to Max Klesman. 15 to shoot, plenty of time. Winter leads it for Storr. A.J. at the top of the circle, flips the Wall, shot clock at 8. Tyler, right lane line, runs it out to Klesman, open 3, left corner. It bangs off the rim, no good. Hastings the rebound. That was the first three-point attempt of the night for Wisconsin. 8:10 left in the half, 24-22 the Badgers. T.J. Wainwright 9 points for him so far in this first half. Has the ball left of the circle, feeds last, hands off to Williams at the line, knocked away Wall. Winter has it, lead feed Kamari McGee, down the lane to the rim, layup good. Badgers get points off the turnover. 26-22 Wisconsin, 7:45 left of the first half. T.J. Wainwright out front. Leaves it for Hastings. Hastings against Winter in the paint. Pops it back out to Boglio. High on the left. Loops it to Hastings left of the lane. Trying to test the freshman is Hastings. A dig from Klesman. Now turns baseline. Goes through the lane. Backing again. Low on the right. Push it up right hand. No good. Got his own rebound. Out to Wainwright. Extra pass Williams. Baseline right. He'll get it out of there. And he turned it over first. A turnover for Robert Morris.
Yeah, in the lane too long. As soon as he got rid of that pass, he didn't move.
That 3 second violation, so the Badgers will get it off the turnover. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 7:22 left of the first half. Wisconsin 26, Robert Morris 22. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Tis the season for Village Hearth dinner rolls. Not only are a warm basket of fresh brown and serve or sweet Hawaiian pull apart rolls the perfect accompaniment to holiday meals, they make great little sandwiches for a quick and easy lunch or dinner. Visit villagehearthbreads.com for slider recipes including chicken buffalo, pizza, and currywurst. Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC Excellent. On a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
2 seconds left of the first half, 26-22, Wisconsin leading Robert Morris. Public address announcer Mike Mankey informing the crowd of Tyler Wall joining the 1,000-point club. Got a nice ovation. Up the floor is Kamari McGee, Marcus Ilver in the lineup for Wisconsin right now. Asijan Gilmore out there as well, along with A.J. Store. Gilmore right of the circle. He'll hand off to McGee. Kamari up top, feeds Ilver, flips to Store in the left wing. A.J. will take a three, left side. It's short, no good. Rebound Trey James for Robert Morris. And up the floor come the Colonials. Alfredo Boglio outside left against Connor Asijan. Throws to James. Darts the last right side. Back to James. Give and go. Up right hand, no good. Rebound fought for. Store had it. Lost it. James is there. Low on the right, and he'll lay it in. Trey James winning that battle inside. 26-24, Wisconsin. 6:38 left in the first half. Here's Store off the left wing. Glides to the goal. Goes up. Knocked away into the hands of Chris Ford. And running is Robert Morris. Boglio, left sideline of the front court. Gets a screen from Ford. Boglio, good close by Connor. Inside feed Ford. Back out they go to last. Baseline right. McGee trying to stop him. Give off to Boglio on the right side. Curls off the right wing in the lane. Shot fake. Store holds his turf. And now last off the right wing. 8 on the shot clock. Gives to Boglio. Tries a 3 right side. Nope. Hit the front rim and out. And the rebound of Marcus Silva. 6:05 left of the half. 2-point lead, Wisconsin. Amari McGee off the Ilver screen. Throws to Gilmore between the arcs. Carter kills the dribble. Flips to Ilver. Sends it to Asijan on the left wing. Hooks a pass to Marcus. Open three. Left side. That's off the rim and out. No good. Chris Ford the rebound.
Last three possessions, way too fast. Mm-hmm. Just the trouble they were getting themselves into the last two games. They're doing it right now. I know it's guys that don't have a lot of court time, but they got to slow down.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. In fact, you're exactly right. They're just kind of rushing things again. A foul at the other end here with 5:44 left of the first half, 26-24, Wisconsin. Kamari McGee picked up his first foul.
And you could tell that Greg noticed that, too, because there was a line change.
Yeah, it was.
Staying out there as a Sejan right now.
You got Hepburn, Crowell, Wall, the Sejan, and John Blackwell on the floor. Two-point lead for the Badgers. 5:44 left of the first half. Boglio, sideline right. Inbounds to Justice Williams off the forward screen. Wall gets him on the switch. Williams high on the left. Throws to Wainwright up top. Wainwright, a screen from Hastings. Wainwright slips a pass into Hastings. Low on the right. Badgers cover him up and deflecting a pass. Trying to kick it out to Wainwright. And John Blackwell got a hand on it and flicked it out of bounds.
He's such a great defender. He says really good anticipation to the ball.
5:31 left in the half. 10 on the shot clock. 26-24 Wisconsin. Justice Williams will be inbounding for the Colonials. Their fourth year in the Horizon League this season. Williams inbounds to Wainwright near the right corner. A pass for Hastings. Hands off to Boglio just inside the three-point line. Boglio in the lane. Pivots up right hand. Good. Alfredo Boglio ties the game at 26.
Really smooth on the interior there with all those ball fakes.
5:15 left in the first half. Wall up top off the Crowell screen. Bounces to Blackwell. Three in the air. Right corner. In and out. No good. Crowell is able to tap it out to Hepburn. Second chance for the Badgers. The Sejan leads it for Crowell up top. Marquise Hastings defending. Crowell surveys. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky will try a three left side. And that missed badly. Wall the offensive rebound. The possession continues. Tyler in the lane. Up left hand. Thank you. Tyler Wall the bucket. 28-26 Wisconsin. 4:43 left in the half.
And that's the advantage they have with as much size as Wisconsin has. They should be crashing the board. And right now they're leading in extra opportunities.
There's Boglio. Left side of the front court. Works off a Hastings screen. Asijan runs over it. An inside feed. Hastings catches in the lane. Steps through. Upright hand good. Got around Crowell. Hastings with four. We're tied at 28. 4:20 left in the first half. Blackwell throws to Asijan between the circles. Connor with Boglio on him. Gives off to Crowell right of the circle. Big Stevie, a handoff to Asijan. Flips a three right side, and that's an air ball and not gathered by Blackwell. It came on him. Bit of a surprise off of John's hands and out of bounds. And Asijan will come out. Max Klesmet is back in. 4:08 left in this first half. The Badgers and Robert Morris tied at 28.
Well, Wisconsin has gone away from what got them that early lead, was getting down low, getting to the free throw line.
And we talked about not shooting the threes, and suddenly now they've shot six, making none. Here's Justice Williams, a three try, no good, to the right side. Blackwell, the rebound for Wisconsin. John of the front court. Gives it the Wall. He'll send to Hepburn. Chucky left of the circle with a throw to Stephen Crowell between the circles. He'll hand off to Klesmet. Flips the Wall left of the circle. A feed for Blackwell on the left wing. Blackwell bounce past the Wall just inside the three-point line. Left side backing mid post left. Wall, and that's an offensive foul. Yep, he just plowed over Alfredo Boglio, and Tyler picks up his second foul as we reach the under four media timeout. No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered. Anywhere you go, get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 3:31 left of the first half. Wisconsin 28, Robert Morris 28. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp.
Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. Easy for me to say. 3:31 left of the first half. Badgers and Robert Morris tied at 28. Charlie, six of the last nine shot attempts for Wisconsin have been threes, making none. It's one thing to take them, but there's no flow to it. This is right.
Yeah, they're good at shooting three-pointers, but not the way they're shooting those three-pointers. Get it inside, kick it out. Inside out needs to be that approach, but right now it's a lot of forced three-point attempts.
Crowell, Gilmore, Blackwell, Klesman, and Hepburn, the five of the four for Wisconsin. Justice Williams brings it up for Robert Morris to throw to Wainwright, high on the right. Wainwright feeds last, outside left, turns to Williams, high on the left. Darts it to Wainwright, flips a three right of the circle, missed it, but a foul. A three-shot foul. John Blackwell with his first. I was wondering if the shooter kicked his leg out there a little bit.
He did, and that he got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been some contact, but it was definitely a leg kick out, which I know that they've been really emphasizing.
Yeah, maybe he did a little bit. Yeah, that's like a veteran move there from T.J. Wainwright, sophomore from Los Angeles. Montverde Academy. Out in Florida, first free throw for Wainwright is no good. That's his first miss at the foul line this season. Was 9-for-9 before that misfire. 3:18 left of the half, tied at 28. Second attempt of three. That's no good. Ball don't lie. A.J. Soar will come in for John Blackwell.
Get a little luck here.
That's right.
I think the focus is, though, for Wisconsin. You've got Crowell in the game. It's a small defensive position for Robert Morris. That ball needs to go down to the post.
Particularly with the Badgers being in the double bonus as long as they've been.
Absolutely.
Wainwright hits the third, so he gets one out of three. The Colonials now lead 29-28. Here's A.J. Storr throwing to Hepburn. Into Crowell. Low on the left. Muscles it up. Got it. Count it. And a foul. There you go, Charlie.
And I like that emotion from him. He needs to bring that. His teammates need him to have that.
Big Stevie. 7 points. Steps back to the free throw line where he is one of three. Badgers regain the lead 30-29 with 3:09 left in the half. Trey James called for that foul, his first.
The court intelligence, what we were talking about, slowing down doesn't mean just pace. Slowing down also means your thought. If he is in the game, get him the ball. Mm-hmm. Make him have 50 points tonight because they're not going to be able to stop him.
Yeah, he just knocked down the free throw, so Crowell gives Wisconsin a 2-point lead. Yeah, I agree. Let's just pound the post here. Here's Williams outside left, feed last. Works to the right wing against A.J. Storr. Left-hand toss, Wainwright. Turns it along the perimeter for Williams at an illegal screen. Trey James, the guilty party. Again, team control, non-shooting, with a foul fest continuing for Robert Morris.
And now he's got two, so where do you go? Mm-hmm. Right to the post again. Get it to him, because now he's aggressive, or he can't be as aggressive with the two fouls.
2:53 left in the half, 31-29 Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Storr, bounces to Gilmore, high on the right. Gilmore leads it for Crowell at the top. Stevie against Trey James. Crowell hands off to Hepburn. Chucky, nothing inside yet. Now Storr with it off the right wing to the lane. Goes up left hand, missed it. Jackson last the rebound. 2:35 left in the half, 2-point lead Wisconsin. Last throwing to Williams in the paint. Bumped into Klesman. They play through it. Walked with the ball to Justice Williams. So not a foul, but a traveling violation.
it goes the other way. 2:30 left in the first half, 31-29 Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn will bring it up for the Badgers. Hepburn to the front court, throwing to Klesmet between the arcs. Feeds Crowell left wing. Trey James defends. Crowell looking, gets it to a posting AJ Store, moving in on Wainwright, turns left of the lane, soft touch jumper, no good. Rebound tipped in the air, pulled down by Jackson Last of the Colonials with 2:10 left in the half. Last outside right, Hepburn will get him on a switch and throw to Williams at the top of the circle. A step back three from straight away is good for Justice Williams, his second three-pointer. 32-31, Robert Morris with a minute 54 left of the first half. A.J. Store throwing to Klesmet between the arcs. Bounce pass to Crowell, right of the circle. Straddles the three-point line. Hands off to Hepburn, off the right wing. Chucky out to Klesmet, bounces into Crowell. Right block. Go to work, Stevie. Has the ball at the right block. Backing, shakes. Up left hand, rolls in for Steven Crowell.
There it is. They have to keep doing that. I know A.J. wants to score. It is not your turn. Let your teammate eat.
And a timeout taken by Robert Morris. The use it or lose it timeout. Andrew Toole taking it now with a minute 26 left of the first half. 33-32 Wisconsin. The Badgers are 9 of 14 at the free throw line compared to 2 out of 4 for the Colonials. But Robert Morris is 6 of 13 from the three-point line as opposed to 0 for 6 for the Badgers.
They're shooting 72% in the paint.
Yeah.
Go to the paint. Go yeah. to the paint.
Until they prove to you that you can't, right?
Break them.
Yes.
That's the whole thing. Make them make adjustments to you, not the other way around. We don't want to play to their strengths, which is outside shots or quick shots. Get to the paint. Be methodical. Make them make adjustments.
A minute 26 left of the first half. 33-32, Wisconsin leading Robert Morris. Steven Crowell with 10, Tyler Wall with 11. T.J. Wainwright has 10 as the lone double-figure scorer for the Colonials. And Wainwright will inbound sideline left front court. Looking into Justice Williams. Just off the logo, Williams the right-hand dribble. Gilmore gets him on a switch. A feed to Boglio, three in the air, left side, good again. Alfredo Boglio with his first three, but the seventh triple for Robert Morris. 35-33, the Colonials, 109 left of the first half. Store throwing to Hepburn, feeding Crowell, left of the lane, single coverage James, who has two fouls. Crowell backing, left shoulder turn, up right hand, good again. They're listening to you, Charlie.
You know, I feel like I'm feeling the vibe out on the court here a little bit.
Tied at 35, Boglio through the lane, left to right, throws to Williams, high on the left. Sends it to Boglio, up top. He'll toss to James, refeeds Boglio. Boglio baseline right, mid-range jumper over Crowell, over everything, no good. Hepburn the rebound. 38 seconds left in the first half. And Hepburn to the front court of the right side. We're down to 30 seconds, and Greg Gard will take the use it or lose it. 30.4 seconds of the game clock, 20 on the shot clock. Wisconsin and Robert Morris tied at 35.
Right there, great job by Crowell to stay with that action. On that ball screen, Klesmet could not get back around, and he stayed with it. Made him shoot a really difficult shot over a seven-footer.
We got a 10-second difference, game clock to shot clock. But we keep the theme going. You got Stevie's hot, 12 points, 5 of 6 from the field. So keep pumping it inside.
Keep feeding him. Again, if they're not going to make an adjustment and double down on the post, keep doing that. What Wisconsin needs to do here is a good, solid shot. Move the ball around because they are expecting it to go to the post. Waste time right now, then get it in the post and get to the rim.
And then if they adjust defensively, you could get kickouts and wide open threes off of that, right?
Absolutely.
Inside out basketball.
Absolutely. That's what you do. You'll make them all pay attention to the post. It'll start to suck in, and there'll be wide open jump shots.
Store sideline left front court. Flips it inbounds to Klesmet. Loops it to Hepburn. Little zone look now from the Colonials. Hepburn throwing to Klesmet high on the right. Max goes to Storr near the right corner. 10 on the shot clock, 20 on the game clock. Klesman loops it out to Storr, right side, takes it off the wing, hanging right elbow jumper, short, no good. Rebound, back tap, Storr trying to run it down. It's still loose. Hepburn trying to come up with it, out of bounds, and it will go to Robert Morris with 10.7 seconds left in the half.
Now that was a coach adjustment right there, right? 1-2-2, did a great job of pressuring, putting Wisconsin further away from the basket, not letting that post entry. So great adjustment there by Robert Morris.
Blackwell comes in for Storr. Kamari McGee will sub for Steven Crowell. So a little smaller, a little quicker, a lot smaller, a little quicker. 10.7 left in the half, tied at 35. Robert Morris can take the final shot. Here's Williams, left side of the front court, down to 7 seconds. Good screen from Ford. Down to 5 seconds. Open three. Jackson last. Off the rim, no good. And a whistle. Foul called. And let's see what we have here. That's Amy Bonner on the call. It's going to go against Robert Morris. And it's on Chris Ford. So Wisconsin will get two free throws in the double bonus here with 2.4 seconds left in the first half. And Kamari McGee will go to the free throw line. We're tied at 35. First attempts for McGee. Junior out of Racine. First free throw is in the air, and it's good. Second year with the Badgers, of course, the transfer from Green Bay. Boglio in, Ford out. 36-35, Wisconsin.
I like Kamari and some of these guys off the bench because they're not going to hurt you. They make good quality plays. They block out. They do these kind of things, and they get these chippy little points, which you need.
Second free throw for McGee is good. Two-point lead, Wisconsin. Now Nolan Winter will check in. And he will get John Blackwell. They'll put the 7-foot freshman on Jackson last, who will be throwing it inbounds. 2.4 seconds left in the half, 37-35, Wisconsin. Last will throw it in, moving to his right, winds it up, throws to Boglio in the backcourt against Klesman. He walked with the ball, yes, sir. Game clock showing 0.7. We'll see if there's more time on the clock
here. I think there's more time. I think there's like 1.5 seconds left is when he traveled.
Yeah, Eric Curry and Rob Kuhneman are talking about it. Yeah, they're going to need more time here.
Yeah, they're going to have to go to the monitor and go see this.
Now all three officials will talk. Again, showing 0.7. Marcus Silver is set to check back in. And apparently they're not going to look at it. Okay. You can still catch and shoot here, but you kind of lose. You're not going to be able to dribble. Make it 0.7. It'd have to be rapid fire. 0.7 left in the half. 37-35 Wisconsin.
For as much as they have access to that kind of stuff, you think you go
surprised
to the monitor and make sure.
Yeah, a little surprised. All right. Klesman, sideline right, will inbound. Make that sideline left. They try to lob it into Crowell. Tipped up, and it comes down to Boglio. The first half has come to an end. Well, Robert Morris, with the strength of its three-point shooting, right there with the Wisconsin Badgers. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. At the half of the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 37, Robert Morris 35. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask No Insurance Group if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
37-35 over Robert Morris. Stephen Crowell with 12 points leading the way. Tyler Wall right behind him with 11. 6 for A.J. Storr, 4 for Kamari McGee, 2 apiece for Max Klesman and Chucky Hepburn. T.J. Wainwright with 10 to pace the Colonials. 6 for Justice Williams, 5 for Alfredo Boglio and Jackson Last, 4 for Marquise Hastings, 3 for Alvaro Figueres, and 2 for Trey James. 37-35, Wisconsin leads Robert Morris at the half. Coming up, our halftime conversation with Charlie Wills, presented by American Family Insurance. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays, Usinger's famous sausage? If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime of the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 37, Robert Morris 35. Well, Charlie, the formula seems pretty simple. We're talking about at the end of the first half. Keep feeding Stephen Crowell, but that was a good adjustment when they went zone there in that second to last possession.
I think that little bit of a glimpse of what that does to Wisconsin, they weren't ready for that. I would suspect they're going to pull more of that in the second half because Wisconsin had 26 of their 37 in the paint. That's massive.
And 7 of 15 shooting from the three-point line for Robert Morris. So Wisconsin at the other end, kind of captain obvious what they need to do there.
Something that we've been talking about for now two games, going in the third game, this is where Wisconsin needs to clean that up. The transition between big, small, the hedge that we keep talking about, but the small-on-small action too. Either they're switching or they're not. But whatever it is, they have to do it because they've hesitated a couple times. Bang, they've hit that three. So Wisconsin has to clean that up going into the second half, or it's just going to get – it's going to be tight all the way through if they don't.
Yeah, when the underdog comes into town and feels like it has a chance, the deeper it gets, it's a problem.
You have to step on their throat. Nail it down in the coffin.
All right, before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.